can talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. I'm your host, Gene Hodge. Our trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. He's on the road. He's been traveling, so he's not going to be with us tonight. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Mac. Mr. Mac is the guy that makes everything work. Mac, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, but since when did my name change from Matt to Mac?
Oh,
I didn't think it changed.
Matt.
Yeah, it's Matt.
Matt. Well, that's the way I'm pronouncing it.
That's it. That's okay. I got to bust your chops over something, Gene.
That's true.
It wouldn't seem like a normal week with you and me if I wasn't busting your chops over something.
That's true too. Anyway, those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that I'm going to play for you so you get an idea in terms of what we mean by the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. And Matt, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tan Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tan Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so we're back. We have a guest in our midst today. I'm just going to say that a couple of weeks ago I was talking to a gentleman and we were talking about entrepreneurship and talking about what I did and what he did. And what he did was he graciously took out a piece of paper and started writing down a bunch of tips or clues or something that he thought could help entrepreneurs. And so I got to talking to him, and I said, gee, why don't you come on the show and share this with the world? Anyway, so I'm going to introduce you. His name is John Caruso. He's going to tell you anyway. But, John, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Eugene. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you for taking the time out to come on our show.
My pleasure.
Anyway, so before we get into the content of things, tell us who you are and what do you do.
Well, my name's John Caruso, like you said at the top of this. I'm basically a serial entrepreneur. I've been in marketing and advertising for 20 years, switched to windshield business, and just recently got involved with the hottest thing I think that's out there for restaurants, which is called the Birthday Club for Restaurants, where we're able to fill their empty seats with celebrants within a 5-mile radius. It's a great way to introduce people to a restaurant and have their people that are there come back and spend more money and celebrate their birthday. So it's a great marketing tool for any restaurant out there, and I'm really excited to keep it growing and building as we go right now.
Okay, now how long have you been an entrepreneur?
Oh, that's a great question. I've been an entrepreneur.
We can see you, so.
I've been an entrepreneur since 1991.
Okay, how old were you when you started?
I was 29 years old when I started on the path to fun, craziness, excitement, and a journey that has been phenomenal.
Okay, I asked the question because some entrepreneurs, especially nowadays, they get started at 8, 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
They don't get started. Somebody looks at them and recognizes their greatness and potential, and they say, let's help this person out. So that's the way that happens. But you started at 29.
Yeah, started a little bit late, you know. Just happened to fall into it. I answered an ad for one thing and ended up being an opportunity that I just took on and ran with it. And it took me on a journey across the country where I helped develop businesses and business owners and leaders in 37 states and three countries. So,
wow.
And then the digital age came along. So that's where I had to get used to that. You know, if you haven't noticed, I'm 60. So
that's still growing. Yeah. Pardon me?
I'm 60 now. So I had to get used to the software, digital marketing, where everything's headed. And that's where the birthday club comes in.
Okay. We have a young person in the studio today. He's only 60.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm the only one associated with this show right now who's under the age of 60. I'm actually 34.
There you go. That's age. I remember that age.
That's even worse. But I believe we all have come through that way, and we all want to keep going a little longer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what it is that we want to do. But before you were an entrepreneur, before 29, what did you do?
I joined the Navy and worked on the flight deck of an aircraft carrier for 4 years.
Okay.
That was a fun experience. From there, I got into the construction industry and was a project manager for government jobs and worked the coast of California. And then I journeyed, and then that's about, by that time, I journeyed into answering an ad in the paper that opened up a lot of doors, and really at the time had to open my mind. My mind was very closed, but as I looked at it, examined it, did the analytics on it, I saw the more positives than I did negatives, and just put on my running shoes and took off.
Okay. Now the reason I wanted John to come in and share what it was, because when we met, he asked me a couple of questions in terms of what I was doing and what I was doing here in the station. And what he graciously did, he took out a piece of paper and started writing down some tips that he wanted to make sure that I knew. And so I looked at those tips and went home and kind of read them, and I said, this guy's got something that he could offer to a lot of people. And so he's going to share with you what those tips are that we can do. But before that, we're going to take a break so we hear something from our sponsors. And when we come back, you're going to hear 8 tips of success or something like that that he put together. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, Call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And that's what I believe most entrepreneurs will do. They'll wait till the tough times and then they'll start going. I'm here with Juan Caruso. He is an entrepreneur and he has some tips and steps that I think are appropriate for most entrepreneurs. And Juan, I'm going to give you the take, because I believe it's eight steps or eight topics, and I'm gonna let you start with number one and tell us what it is, and kind of I'll ask you to explain more if necessary.
Okay, yeah. Great, thanks Eugene. Yeah. Again, my name's Jean, and basically I'd like to take credit for coming up with these, but it was part of back when I was 29 and getting involved with this company that these were put in front of me, and over the last 30 years I live by it in anything I do, any business I try to start, or do start, I shouldn't say try, and even in life, you know. And some of you are going to say, oh, I heard it. There's probably people out there that are going to go, I know those steps, because we a lot of people have been through our path and our doors. The first one, it seems obvious, but it's have a great attitude, right? And people say, well, what's attitude mean? Well, attitude kind of expands in a lot of areas, right? Attitude, you got to believe in what you're doing. You got to be passionate about it. You have such a great attitude that if you're having to set an alarm to get up in the morning, then you're not doing the right thing. You should be so excited to get out of bed and start your day with a phenomenal attitude. And it's just looking at life in a way that, you know, it's not always going to be rosy, but believing in positives. Everybody's got problems, it's just finding a solution. So attitude's pretty simple. It's passion, confidence, the way you carry yourself, the way you speak, because the first few seconds are the main impression to anything you're doing when you're meeting or greeting future clients or customers. Anything you'd like to add to that, Eugene, as far as
your experience? Attitude is... there's probably down here on this list somewhere, believing in what your vision is, and although you might have some rough times getting up every morning, it's part of it. It's getting up and just saying, I made a commitment to do this, and that's going to tell a lot about you.
A lot. It's a difference between the successful and the unsuccessful is the ones that keep going when the times are tough. Mm-hmm. The second one seems simple, but it's being prepared, right? And this goes into a lot of things, right? Being prepared mentally, being prepared physically, right? Being prepared with looking at and planning your day. Everybody's day is going to be a little bit different. You've got to adjust that plan and be prepared for anything that can come up or how you're going to go about your day. Right, whether it's the meetings that you have set up, your goal setting, right? Setting your goals, setting yourself up for success is being prepared, right? So I can go a lot deeper into that, but again, it comes back to pretty simplicity. Whatever your business is, make sure that you're prepared for the day. Make sure that you're taking the night before, whether it's an hour or two, or if you're an early riser, getting up with the birds and they're singing, having your cup of coffee, taking it down and looking at your day to make sure that it's well planned out, that you're headed in the right direction. Because if you're not prepared, you're not going to get anywhere.
Okay. I think back in some of the days when I was kind of getting started, being prepared was something that I thought I was prepared for.
Right.
And during the day, something would pop up or interrupt, and I had to have to stop and say, wait a minute, I thought I was prepared for this and this, but I wasn't prepared for that and that. But the bottom line is I had to do it.
Right.
So
right.
Anyway, so my suggestion is be prepared as much as you think you can be.
Right.
Be willing to accept what you're unprepared for.
True. Yeah. True words, because, again, no matter how well you're prepared, like Eugene says, things happen during the day. But if it knocks you off course for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, it's able to say, okay, let me attack that because that's happening now. Because we all know running businesses, it's never smooth, especially when you have employees, let's be honest. There's always going to be some phone call or something happening, or, you know, your POS system could go down on you, so you can't process any credit cards, you know. But it's building a willingness to attack those things and then continue on your path for preparedness, right? And that's that day, but you know, you're being prepared for your future, for things on, you know, where you want to go.
Can you think of one instance within your career where you got caught not being prepared, and what did you do about it? Or have you always been prepared?
No. As a matter of fact, my buddy rubs me about that all the time, because I'm very simple when I do prepare and I go about it. But yeah, I mean, I go back to that story, and not to get too deep into it, but the first way I was introduced was selling pizzas face to face. And we would take hot pizzas, pepperoni pizzas, out and sell them as fast as we could. And when they asked me to expand into Miami, we detoured to Minneapolis. I've got myself, a person on an interview, one of my trainees, and their interview, and all of a sudden my engine starts smoking. I didn't know what happened. I pull over, and for the old school guys, you have your oil pan, oil got in it, right, with the air filter. It wasn't a good situation. So at that point, what do you do? Do you sit there and, you know, cry in your soup? No. We happened to pull into a mechanic place there. I said, can you take a look at it? He said, yeah, it'll be a few hours. I said, okay, we'll be back. We grabbed our hot pizzas and ran down the street and sold them and made our money. And the people that we were training were so impressed that, you know, they came on board, because they're saying, how did you have such a great attitude? I said, it was just, you know, overcoming an obstacle.
I want to add something to that. I'm just going to say, it's possible that during those times you become more innovative in order to solve the problem.
Yes.
So the innovation is there within you.
Yeah. So problem solving is one thing that makes you a great leader, right? We all have problems, right? But the quicker you're able to solve them, and we'll get into that further, and overcome them, you know, which is another one of the steps down the road, is the quicker you get back on track.
Okay. So being prepared.
All right.
What's the next one you got there?
The next one is, it sounds crazy, but being on time, right? Now, you can take this, okay, I got an appointment. I want to be 10, 15 minutes early, because in the military they teach you if you're not early, you're late, right? Being on time throughout your day. Make sure that when you're planning your day, that you're looked, whatever your business is, that you're setting yourself up for those times to accomplish those tasks, right? Mm-hmm. And giving yourself enough time in between to, you know, oh, can I go do this? Well, it might not fit in. You might have to push that back a little bit, because you got to finish the task on hand, because sometimes you can be surprised and go do something and it takes up that time and now you're late for your day. But being on time is just knowing your business, knowing your system, knowing what goes into it, from the restaurant industry to what have you.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's being on time. What would you suggest for, in case your time is interrupted and you have another meeting with someone else? How would you resolve that as a suggestion?
Well, I mean, sometimes that happens. So you've got to prioritize the importance. If that meeting comes along and it becomes very important at that time, then you obviously have to look at what you're bumping either back or around to another day. Can it be adjusted to put it into another time slot, because it does happen. It might happen in your presentation, especially if you're dealing in product sales or anything like that. All of a sudden you walk in the door and you think you're just going to set up an appointment, and next thing you know, they want to hear your presentation, but you got to be somewhere in 20 minutes. You got to say, oh, can I do that? Or do I push it back? Is this guy a hot, is this person, I don't want to say hot lead, but are they warm enough that I can push that other guy back a few minutes and take the time for this one? Or should I just set it up for another time? So it's all in a judgment call. But if you get, nothing's perfect. The world isn't perfect. Again, these are all things that you set yourself up for. Obstacles happen, and you got to work and plan around them and through them.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about just making a phone call or I don't know, finding some way to pass on the message that you're going to be a few minutes late.
Can
we reschedule, or I'll be 20 minutes late.
Yeah, that's perfect. You always reach out, right? Never just blow, especially if you're going for appointments and, you know, you're building your business and you're meeting with that person, just let them know. And most people understand, it's just like going to the doctor. They set the doctor appointment at 2 o'clock, but you don't get into the doctor until 2:45. But you want to make sure that person's free, because their time is just as valuable as yours. So, you shoot them a quick text. Say, sorry, ran into a quick obstacle, going to be 15 or 20 minutes late. Do you want to still meet, or would you like to reschedule? You don't leave them hanging, that's for sure, or anything in that area. You try to make sure whatever that is, if it's a meeting or something in that situation, that you take care of it right away.
Yeah, I say that's just part of being human. You're going to have those ups and downs or accidents or something gets in the way, and happens to all of us.
Right.
Just be a human to share what it is that has happened so that they know you care.
Right.
And stuff like that. So anyway, that was about it. But in a couple of minutes, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
But if you could offer a tip to help someone else based on what you've covered so far, what type of tip could you give out to help somebody else that's pondering, or they're already an entrepreneur, or they're pondering becoming one? Any tips might have popped up?
When you think about it, when you want to become an entrepreneur, make sure that you understand that it is going to be time and effort, that you've got to be prepared for that mentally, number one. If you're not willing to work hard for that goal or your own company, then it's probably not the right thing for you. And it's funny that people will put in a 60-hour work week for somebody else's business, but when it becomes their business, they find a hard time to put in those same 50 or 60 hours. So you understand, great point. When you're building something, it takes time, it takes effort, and the willingness to stick with it.
Great. Okay, you got any questions for me? In 30 seconds, we're going to take a break, probably. You got a question for me? Of course.
What's your philosophy on training and education?
Are you sure you want me to say this? I've already said it on the air. I think training is great if you understand what training is. But you just put me on the spot again. But that's okay.
I'm sorry.
But education is fine, but I have this thought, and I'm going to put it out to the world again.
Good. Please do, because I love it.
I have this thought that education is good. It's getting information from somewhere. You get it from books, radio, magazines, TV, and all that sort of stuff. You get information. All the schools, they give you information. So that's education. They put the information out there. There's nothing that you have to do. The difference is that you following any of that education requires you to, it's never going to work the first time right away, which means you got to do it over and over and over again until it's successful or until it works. But not for yourself, it's for the people who say it's good enough. You mean, so when you have that training, then you got training. So putting what you get taught, all the information that you get, is putting it into action, And I'm going to suggest that be prepared to make mistakes, because that's the time you're learning and growing. But do it for you, because you're the doer. But when the coach says it's great, then it is. If the coach says do it again, just do it again. Imagine so many others that say, I'm not going to do anymore. I've done enough.
Persistence makes perfection.
Yeah. And we'll tell you when it's good enough, because we're the one that's buying into you and your, you know, your abilities, your whatever it is. We're buying into you in order to help promote you someplace else. Perfect. And you're growing mentally, because you now learned something and you got good at it based on what we say. Now you can go help others do it.
Can perfect. Love it.
Is that good enough? Okay.
That was perfect.
Okay, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors, but we're right back and hear more from John Caruso, who's going to tell you more about what you need to do. And stay tuned.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs,
that's what I want.
That's what I think most people want, especially if you're an entrepreneur. You want to make some money at some point in time. And so we want to help you to do that. Stay on track, hopefully. I'm here talking to Juan Caruso. He's an entrepreneur that has several steps to help entrepreneurs that I found extremely helpful for everyone. And so I'm going to pass it back over to him. What's the next? Oh, tell us what you've gone over so far.
Okay. Well, we went over have a great attitude, be prepared, and be on time.
Right.
And these three steps kind of lead you in throughout. And as I'm speaking on this, I'm generalizing it to you got to take what your business is, where you're at, what you're trying to accomplish, and apply these eight steps to success. So for everybody, it's going to be a little bit different because there's so many ways to become successful, so many businesses out there that it's all going to come down to what you love and what you want to do and what your vision is. So the next one is an interesting one. It's work your area correctly. And that's pretty simple, and I'm going to simplify it to this, that your area of expertise, right?
Okay.
Work it correctly. Know your business. Know the product that you're trying to put out there. And I'm going to go back to real simply the birthday club that I'm a part of for restaurants. It's a phenomenal package. Everything it does puts butts in seats. brings that 40% increase on ticket. But it does a lot more behind the scenes. And when I was talking to my mentor, who created the Birthday Club and the software program, I listened to him and I said, oh, I get it. I'm making this too complicated because I'm telling everything that's in the box. And realistically, it's like Christmas morning. I'm going to tell you you're getting a present. This present's going to be butts in your seat. Mm-hmm. This present's going to be not only people in your market area coming in and spending their birthday, right? But the people that you have in-house, giving them a loyalty birthday gift to come back and spend their birthday with you. The present you open up on Monday morning is when we hand you that birthday in a box and all the fun stuff that comes with it, the database, building your client list, and so on and so forth. And so simplifying that is working my area correctly in the area of expertise that I'm in today.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
I can take that even a step further. If you're selling a product or service and you want to start with an area. So for me, I started in Tarpon Springs, Dunedin area. I hit all those restaurants. I go do my callback. I work it generally. But as I'm doing my plan for the next day, I know where every business is, what time they wanted me to come back, when and if they wanted me to give them a presentation, or do I got to still meet with the manager? So when I'm planning that day, that's working my area correctly. I don't want to be in St. Petersburg at 1 and try to be in Tarpon Springs at 2:30.
Oh, okay.
Right? So working my area, for me, and anybody that's in sales or selling a product, you want to start and sweep like you're the beach, and you want to work correctly down, and then you're building that pipeline to go back through, contacting those people, come back down, until you've completely got all the shells out of the sand, and then you move to the next area. But that could be in anything, if you're working in a restaurant industry, if you're working in an office space. It's just working your area and knowing
expertise.
Your area. Yeah, yeah. So
whatever it is, working your expertise.
Any thoughts on that?
Well, no, if you're working your expertise, it doesn't matter what it is because you're the one who chose to do what it is that you're trying to do, whether it's an idea, whether you join a club or you joined a company because you want to. It depends on how you want to use your knowledge.
Exactly.
And it's a zillion things out there because there's a zillion things people are doing on the planet.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
The next one is work a full day. And I know this sounds crazy, but people tend to, you could be going all morning long and get, no, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I don't want to hear about your business. I don't care. You know, and that's what I call the rhino skin, right? You're building that, right? And you're going through your law of averages, right? Letting them bounce off you. Because you never know. That last door or that last person you talk to or that last meeting you have of the day, if you approach it like it was the first and you have the right attitude, that might be your $1 million sale. That might be your five, like more times than not, I know where I'm getting discouraged and I'm like, oh, even though I've been doing this for years, it still creeps in, which is going to go into my next step here in a minute, right? Is go ahead.
Got a question for you, though. Is being an entrepreneur, what's your take on, are you always selling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, you have a business. Your business is a product. Is it you? Is it the food on the shelf? Is it the clothing that you're selling? Is it the websites that you're trying to design? Is it real estate? I mean, I go on and on, right? So anything and everything has to move. Well, what does it move through? Sales. What does it move through? Talking to people. What does it move through? Building meetings, building relationships. Now, some people hire people for that expertise. Some people are very small where they do it on their own and they do all aspects of it. It depends on where you're at. But it's still working that full day is, okay, I've got a staff of people because I'm at that point in my entrepreneurship. I've got to make sure that I'm getting around to everybody and make sure that they're performing, or I have what I call my round table. When I get bigger, I have my area managers or my for each division, and I'm getting with them throughout the day to make sure what's going on. But you never know until that last bell rings what can happen.
Okay, so would you say that at the moment you decide that you want to start a business, is that the same moment that you would say you start selling?
Yes. I know that sounds crazy, but yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because you're selling yourself, right?
Yeah.
You're selling your business as you. The product is a by part of you. All that is. People, there's so many things out there. Why is one burger shop more successful than another? Why does one clothing line sell better than another when they're pretty much similar, right? Mm-hmm. Why is one software program better than another? It's because how it's presented and who's presenting that product. You are the product. So the better you build your product, right? Which comes back to training, right? Because the better you get at training yourself for your business, then people will tell you that you're right because they're going to start responding to you, as Eugene says, right?
Okay, I thought so.
Right? So that's why I asked him that question earlier, by the way, because it was perfect. Now, the next one, and this sounds crazy, but it's so important, is you've got to maintain your attitude. Sounds simple, right? But quick story. So a guy's walking down the street, meets a buddy he hasn't seen in a couple of years. Joe, how you doing? Ah, crappy. Everything's, my dog's sick. My wife hates me. I got food poisoning last week. My toes hurt. And listen. So Bob takes Joe down the street. He says, come on with me. Let's walk down the street. Takes him to a graveyard. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, but he goes, see that out there? See that, Joe? He goes, yeah. He goes, those are the only people that don't have problems, right? So when I say maintain your attitude, things are going to happen. When we talked back earlier, being on time, obstacles come up. Somebody just is really rude to you. And if you're in sales, you know this one, the gatekeeper, right? Oh, we'll never want that. You know, my favorite was I used to sell golf courses door to door, and the secretary would always try to keep me out. And I'd say, I got free rounds of golf. Nobody in here golfs. And I'd say it so loud that the guys, sales guys in the back and the office managers and stuff like that would hear me. And before I got to the elevator, she's chasing me down, and I'm just smiling, walking past her, getting them on the golf course. But, you know, I didn't let people know you're going to get no's, right? Know your law of averages. Every business, everything's got a different law of average. If you're running a restaurant industry, know your slow times with your good time. You know, you're going to have employees that blow you off, that you just want to, you know, get upset. We can go into, I can say things when we're on the radio. You got to solve the problem. Again, every problem has a solution. The good leaders, the good business owners, and the multimillionaires and billionaires are problem solvers. They find the problem. They see the problem. They don't get upset by it. Maybe for a minute, they might get a little frustrated. Trust me, when Uber rode San Francisco millions of dollars in fines, but they changed the name, right? So they didn't have to pay the fines. But basically find the solution to the problem. And once you do that, you're going to be happier. And that's the difference with somebody that walks around with a positive attitude and a not-so-positive attitude. And people think, well, what are you on, gummy bears? No, I'm on life, and I look at everything as an optimist because I expect the best and things will happen.
Okay, now we're almost time for a break, but in what you've said for the last 5 or 10 minutes, what kind of tip could you offer someone else out there that might help them?
I look at, when you ask me that question, I guess I'll try to fine tune a little bit. I guess to be successful is to be persistent. Persistence is the key to success. Because no matter what you're doing, you're going to have obstacles. Things are going to come up. And know that it's persistence that pays off to looking at and finding the solution. There's a goal and there's a dream. Your goals are how you get there. Your dreams are what you want to accomplish. Your goals are adjustable. Your dream is not. In order to reach your dream, you have to be persistent.
All right. Thank you. Okay. We're going to take a short break just for a few seconds because our time is running away from us. But we'll be right back. You listen to John Caruso. We'll be right back to hear more of his tips. Hold on.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Nothing stop you. Obstacles are going to get in the way. It's going to come up and down in days that you want to work, but don't stop whatever you do. Don't let nothing else stop you. I'm here with Juan Caruso. He is giving us 8 tips on being successful or being a successful entrepreneur. We've already gone through 6, and you got a couple more.
Yes, real quick, sir.
Our time's going to run out, so what you got next for us?
All right. Well, I'll shorten these up. These are really pretty self-explanatory. Number 7 is know why you are here and where you are going. So what is that? That is, why am I here? What do I want to accomplish? Where do I want my business to be? How do I want it to get there, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about setting goals, visualizing those goals, seeing those goals, and working towards them. If I told you to make me a table, you could build me a table. But I guarantee it's not going to be the table I want because I didn't give you directions and I didn't give you blueprints.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you got to have a blueprint of knowing why are you here? Why did you choose this business? Why did you get involved in this? And then where do you want to take it and how do you get there? And in between there, visualization to me is the most powerful tool you can use. And I know people have heard it. Anybody that's been an entrepreneur has been told it. But it is so strong. I am sitting in my visualization with my windshield business. I saw the Jeep Grand Cherokee Overlands come through the lanes. Loved them. They're like they were the second level of Jeep, all loaded. And I said, I will have one of those. I visualized it. I just threw out there. I didn't pressure myself with it. I broke it down visualizations, how it would get there. And a year later, I was sitting in my Jeep.
Good.
right? The way I became across that, I'll go back and tell another quick story. When I used to do the direct marketing, we sold promotional packages face-to-face. It's freezing cold, raining. I'm a Cali boy. I'm in Michigan. It's 34 degrees out with ice rain coming down sideways. And these morons are telling me to get out of my car and go knock on doors. I was like, you're crazy.
Who's going
to
open the door?
Who's going to open the door? Right. Who's going to pay? But when I sat there, I said, okay, I need to make money. So in my head, I visualized myself. And in Michigan back in the day, that's when you had a lot of the factory workers. So you had shift workers. And I just happened to be in one of those territories. So when I got out of the car and forced myself to do it, I said, I want to sell 8 packages.
Mm-hmm.
My first time through, I did that. My goal was 15 for the day.
Mm.
I said, wow, that worked. I was surprised, I'll be honest with you. So my second time through, because it took so long, normally we do 3 trips, I got to 5. At the last door I knocked on, I was promoting the restaurant. She goes, well, hey, let me call them to make sure this is true, because we gave away like $500 worth of food for $20.
Mm-hmm.
She calls the restaurant. She goes, yeah, the girl on the phone says it's phenomenal. You need to get one. As a matter of fact, does that sales rep have one? Tell him to come to the restaurant and sell me my last card. So from that point on, I believed in visualization, goal setting. Again, your dream is where you want to be. Your goals are how you're going to get there, whether it be daily, weekly, monthly. Always evaluate them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anything down
there? I'm working on my own visualization. I'm within the vision. I've seen so many things happen.
Right.
And the overall vision hasn't come to fruition yet, but I'm about somewhere very close.
Yeah. You just keep on putting that energy out there, and eventually, it might take 6 months, it might take a year, it might take 5 years, it might take 10 years. You never know. It takes time. As long as you're on that path. It's not just going to happen because I visualize it, obviously. I got to work towards it. I got to put on the action, you know, and the attitude and the hard work, right? But it will come. You know, I could go on. The reason I'm so heavy about visualization, I can tell thousands of stories. And the last one, and most important, I think, well, it's kind of important because it ties everything together. It ties you together, right? Those days that you wake up, and I know we all feel them. I just need another 30 minutes sleep. You know, I'm not feeling good today. I'm going to take the day. Those tend to be your most successful days.
Mm-hmm.
You get out, you go, and all of a sudden, you had a better day than you thought you would. But this last step is taking control of everything, putting it all together in a package, taking control of your attitude, your work ethic, being on time. You control it all. My saying, and I always say this, there's only 2 things that want you to lose your attitude, right? One is God, the other is you. God doesn't want you to lose your attitude, right?
Okay.
Right? He doesn't. He wants you to live a positive life. You, on the other hand, control your attitude and how you look at life. So you take control of yourself,
control.
Mm-hmm. Your actions, your visions, everything that I just said. And I've lived this system from DSL, being the first guy in the country, to selling advertising, to now doing it with this, to starting my windshield business. And I knew nothing about fixing windshields, and it ran for 10 years.
Okay.
I use this system for all of that, and I even use it in my personal life a lot. And everything I've done, I've been successful.
Great. Okay.
That's why I believe in it so strongly.
Great. Now, before our time is up, if I can help you, or this radio station can help you, WTAN and its network of, I don't know, 5 stations.
Right.
Kind of imagine this like being like Christmas or, and you get a chance to get a lot of presents and make a lot of wishes. If we could help you in some way, what types of things do you need or want that we may be able to help you out with?
Connecting with great people, but in my birthday club for restaurants, I found that networking and referrals that I can help you, right, increase, whether it be credit card sales, your food sales, clothing, whatever you do in the restaurant industry, right? With me filling the empty seats, we can help each other. So I found that referral marketing is the best way to go. Because if there's anybody out there, and you can be anywhere in the country, because we got 250 million birthdays in the database, anywhere in the Florida market, I'm looking for people that would like to connect up, meet for coffee, and see if we can help each other's businesses grow.
Now, how can we contact you?
Very easily. You can contact me at J-E-A-N, Jean, at jointhebirthdayclub.com.
That's how we contact you.
That's how you contact me.
Say that again now.
My first name, J-E-A-N. And then just remember, at
Jean.
And then remember, jointhebirthdayclub.com. And if any of you guys are out there and you're looking for a free birthday dinner on your month of your birthday, go to our website. We have a way for you to sign up. And if you're in the area and there's a restaurant there, we'll get you connected up for your free birthday.
Okay. Great, great, great. And let me see what else I want to get out, just to make sure we got everything. Anything upcoming that you got planned in this area, in the Clearwater area? We're broadcasting from Clearwater, Florida, although we're seen.
I don't, but two of my good clients do, if that's okay. La Dolce Vita does wine tasting and teaches you Italian, authentic restaurant. Okay. They're once a month on Wednesday nights in Palm Harbor. And then you got Back Droughts in Tarpon Springs, which is a great place for wood oven pizza. And they do First Fridays, and they have a nice lounge that you can go and relax in and have a good meal while you're listening to good music.
Yeah, but they can find out more about that by contacting you, though.
By contacting me or going to either one of those places' websites. I'm pretty much build my business by face-to-face marketing, so I don't put on too many events.
All right, give out that contact information one more time, though.
Okay, my contact information is my first name, Jean, J-E-A-N. At jointhebirthdayclub.com. And if you have, if you don't remember that, just go to Join the Birthday Club, give us a call, and you'll be able to connect with me, and hopefully you can work together, and I can help your business, and maybe you can help mine, because if I help somebody else, it helps me.
Okay, well, John, thank you very, very much for taking the time out to come in and spend some time with me, share all these tips, and these tips to success. And hopefully when you get more going, give us a contact. We'll have you back so you can spread the word a little bit more. And that's about all I'm going to say right now.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for having
me. Going to run out in another second. You got a question for me or another tip to share out there. One last tip, and if you can do it in 30 seconds, that'd be great.
Persistence, persistence, persistence. That's all I got to say. If you want your business to be successful, take the good with the bad, be persistent. Eventually, it'll become good.
Great. Great. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much again. Thank you for your time. And because we know that that's what it takes to just do what you do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so let's see. I'm just going to say keep us in mind in the future, and we can help you out sometime in the future. Let us know, because that's what we're here for.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, I hear the music, which means our time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way, and I want you to know that all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, and do all the time, you literally are doing it your way. So go out and make your business successful, make that work, because hopefully it's somewhere within you. If not, then we're around to help you out. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up, and we'll help the job seekers out just as well. And myself, Mr. Caruso, thank you very much, and go do it your way.
Thank you. You too, Jim.
Okay, we're out of here.